This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Another Friday night, and man, it is muggy AF. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Of course, Ken doesn't have to worry about that. It's Jeremy along with our San Diego Indie Beer evangelist, Ken Wright, who's quite literally phoning it in from his pool in his backyard.
I got the Kardashians floating around at the other end of the pool.
Get them to sign a release so they can get on camera.
That voice you hear is our guest of honor tonight from Amplified Aleworks. Jeff has joined us. I can't believe they pulled you off the canning line to come talk to us. You know what? Thank you for your sacrifice and not canning beer for the next hour and drinking with us.
You know, it's tough, but sometimes, you know, that's my job. I got to do the tough stuff.
You're taking one for the team, my friend.
What is your role at Amplify, Jeff?
My official title is mother in charge. The politically correct name is director of brewery operations.
All right. So you're the dubbo in the house. You're the one everybody has to listen to.
Yes. We're a small staff here, so it's pretty equal footing between me and Demetra on who calls the shots.
How's everything going on with Amplified and COVID? I mean, how many of your locations are open? Can we pop into one of your tasting rooms and drink some beer right now?
So I think we've actually fared better than a lot of people, thanks to the fact that both of our restaurant locations already had outdoor space. So people have been aware of our PB location, beach overlooking patio, East Village, same thing, outside patio overlooking a park. Those really haven't been impacted. The inside space, which is less popular during these times, that has been impacted. So we've seen a pretty big dip. If you've been to PB anytime recently, you knew that place is always jam-packed with people. So we're not peaking like we would normally in the summer, but, you know, we're getting along. We're still making beer and, you know, a little more elbow room on the patio, not such a bad thing.
Yeah, especially with the view of the PB location. And I finally got to stop by the East Village tasting room. That place is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, and if we ever return to normalcy, the downstairs there's the acid vault. And we've been taking a lot of this downtime to really do some improvements down there, doing like a little special event space. It's coming together really nice. We had it together before COVID hit, and you got kind of a little sneak preview of the artwork, but we're adding another bar down there. It'll be all a draft system instead of kegerators, and really just taking it to the next level down there.
I can't wait to get a tour of that. All right, we're going to start off with a couple of songs, and we'll come back with our first beer of the night with this choice selection from Jeff. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. A fine selection of tunes Jeff has picked out. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9 with Amplified Aleworks, drinking beer, getting ready to settle into our first one, and did you make this bomber especially for me? Because you don't see a lot of bombers these days, man.
Yeah, man. Special request. Made the whole lot just for you personally. I hope it sells well. You know, your expertise is stretching here. Yeah,
I told you, everybody else has gone to cans. Bombers are going to be the new thing again.
Yeah, exactly. We're ahead of the pack on this one.
What is our first beer tonight? It is Electric Mud. It says Stay Savage, a hazy IPA, 7.2% ABV. And this is what we're starting with?
It's all uphill from here, man. This is a hazy version of our staple Electrocution IPA. So we mimicked the recipe as much as possible. We did add some higher protein malts in there, a little wheat, a little oats. But the hop profile, same hops, Scam, Simcoe, Citra, Amarillo, Mosaic. Ramped it up a bit just because, you know, hazy's got to have a little bit of extra. But it's basically Electrocution's hazy cousin. And it's just as delicious and just in a little different direction.
How much more hops does a hazy get happen?
It doesn't really change that much. It's just when the hops are coming in. So Electrocution has a lot more kettle hops. We just ended up shifting that towards the dry hop side because we're not looking for bitterness. We're looking for a big aroma. Some of that bio transformation going on as well. Basically catering the hops reaction with the beer a little later than we would with a typical West Coast IPA.
Just beautiful.
Bomber format's new for it. Hopefully that doesn't turn anybody off. Hopefully it's available at their normal beer retailers, but if not, you can always find it at the Amplified locations.
Wait, is that the best place to pick up your beer, is just to pop into one of the Amplified locations?
Yeah, absolutely. With the slowdown due to COVID, we've had to shift our spread to more packaged product. We've been running cans since May, I think. And at one point we had over 10 cans available for purchase, 10 different cans, not 10 total. Look at that, almost the 12 pack. Next year we'll get up there. But no, we're cranking. I'm happy to see some of our lagers in cans as well. That's my pride and joy right there. But across the board selection of packaged products, like we've always had a big variety at Amplified on tap, and now we're trying to transition that to the package also.
This is so fantastic that I'm going to finish this glass. We're going to take a break. I got a couple more songs that's going to go along with this, including you requested some Black Sabbath. How could I not? That is next. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Drinking with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And wow, man, that's 7.2. We are feeling all ready with Amplified Aleworks. We've got Jeff with us, and our next beer has nothing to do with the Stratocaster that I currently hold in my hand. Jeff, what is our next beer? We've already finished the Electric Mud Hazy IPA. You decided to keep us in the hazy, and I love the name of this one.
This beer named itself. It is Stratocaster. Almost exclusively Strata hopped hazy IPA, but you know, why not throw some a little bit of Citra in there? Everybody likes Citra. Hand selected by Alex and myself up at Indie Hops in Oregon.
Oh, you got to go. You got to do hop selection.
Yes, that was badass. So Alex and I, we started on opposite sides of the room. They have lots and we're sampling these Strata lots. The first two I smelled, I was like, Jesus Christ, what are we doing here? This stuff's not what I expected. It smells nothing like Strata. And then you work on down the line and then you see the subtleties, the differences, because, you know, whether that one is on the edge of the row or in some shade or not near a sprinkler. I don't know anything about farming. All of those things impact how that hop grows, right? And just like that affects the flavor and the aroma. The first two I tried, I wouldn't even guess. I would have thought, you know, Columbus or, you know, something like that. And I was like, what? This is, I hope it gets better, but thankfully we found some awesome lots. Hop selection's important. Go to your local hop farmer. Buy it from the source. Cheers to them.
So, Ken, let me ask you, Strata hops, what flavors does Strata impart?
Well, it depends on how close they are to the sprinklers.
Yes.
No. Well, with Strata, I get orange. I get orange and tropical.
It is a very hazy, orange, juicy color, and I love it.
Yeah.
I get more like candied orange.
Yeah.
That sweeter side. So you get like the sweet stone fruit tropicalness, but more like heavy orange on there. That's the big thing.
Orange marmalade almost.
Yeah. It's a sweet like candy orange, a little down the line from like El Dorado or what Amarillo used to be. It's a damn fine hop. We're doing hop selection again on this year for that. They're actually sending it to us. And we're also going to do some Strata wet hops this year.
Oh, yeah.
Those will be shipping end of this month. Be on the lookout for some wet hop versions.
Isn't O'Brien's still doing their wet hop series? Are you going to any beers to those guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully the timing works so that it will be, you know, in its prime. I think it's in September and we're getting the hops, like I said, late August. So usually 10 days after, you know, the beer's finished is when it finds its sweet spot. So hopefully we're not too far after that for the O'Brien's thing. But I'll probably talk to some local farmers too and see what they're up to, because we've had some luck from some of those guys and getting some really good hops and just, you know, dry hopping a keg or two and doing some experimental stuff with some new varieties. So
it is a pleasant drink, even with as hot and as humid it is in my East County garage studio. It is refreshing. I want to drink more. And Ken just finished his glass, so it's a perfect time to start another one of your selections. This is from Jeff from Amplified Aleworks. As we polish off the rest of this, it's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, with music almost as on point as the beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, who has decided to jump out of the pool. He's moved to the pergola. He still looks rather refreshed, especially as we're drinking beer from Amplified Aleworks. Jeff has joined us. We just wrapped up the Stratocaster Hazy IPA, the Electric Mud Hazy. Both of those absolutely delicious beers. And, you know, if we want to keep up with you, Jeff, in terms of what beer releases are going on and getting beer from you guys, what's the best way to do it?
Definitely follow us on social media at Amplified Ales. We're on Facebook, Amplified Aleworks. Real easy to find. Been around for a while, so nobody's sneaking on us. No real Amplified Ales needed. It's Amplified Ales on basically across the board. You guys are better at it than I am. Figure it out.
I just searched Amplified Ales and it came up with AmplifiedAles.com, where it looks like I can order Electric Mud. I can order Nyctophobia, Black is Beautiful. And unfortunately, the Juice Springsteen 4-packs have sold out.
You know, I love that beer so much. I have an empty can in my liquor cabinet. Just full on like dorm room, saving the empty can.
We still get people from Jersey and the East Coast asking, how do we get this beer out here?
Yeah.
And so blame them for the shortage, because once they were able to buy online.
When all else fails, blame New Jersey.
Exactly.
Jeff, is that actually a picture of you on the can with a guitar?
No. People say that a lot. It is not me. I am on the Check Your Hops can, but not that one.
So we got one more beer coming up next, and it is a very important beer that addresses a lot of important subjects you've seen in the media. That is next. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's been a building point to this last beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with Amplified Aleworks. Jeff has joined us as we've absolutely indulged in amazing hazies like their Stratocaster and their Electric Mud. But this last beer is it's very dark, it's very heavy, and it's a label that I've seen before, and I didn't know if I was seeing things or if it was actually a beer that multiple people have done. The beer is called Black is Beautiful, and of course plays into a lot of what's gone on over the last few months with Black Lives Matters here in the States and across the entire world. I guess there's a big story behind this beer, Jeff, that I didn't even know when I picked up the bottles of it.
So Weathered Souls down in Texas invited breweries across the country to kind of do a nationwide collaboration. Black is Beautiful is the result of that. It's an American stout that each brewery put their own twist on. Obviously, we're happy to collab and certainly want to be part of, you know, the developments that are going on, the improvements with relations. Mm-hmm. And this is our spin on it. It's an American stout. We also blended in our barrel-aged Nyctophobia into this. And then we also blended in our own barrel-aged Guatemalan coffee. Yeah, barrel-aged beans turned into cold brew. And that kind of gives it the third dimension. Very well-rounded beer. Real happy with where this came to.
I gotta say that cold brew, earthy coffee flavor in this is just off the charts. And what I would like to add is I've been enjoying various editions of the Black is Beautiful beer. They're all totally different.
Yes.
You know, the other one I had was more like pecan pie and chocolate. This is more like coffee and bourbon and roastiness.
A lot of guys are doing the pastry stout version of it.
Right.
It's a tough sell in the middle of summer to have a final gravity of 16 and you're drinking, you know, syrup. We're not really known for that style, but we've done well with Nyctophobia or Imperial Stout, and when it's kind of spin this in that direction, I'm real happy with it. Even on a 90 degree day, it's smooth, it's decadent, but it's still robust.
This is like drinking an iced coffee on nitro or something.
It's got the drinkability. It's still over 10%, but it doesn't have that sweetness. It finishes clean.
It doesn't taste like it's over 10, dude. This is just eminently drinkable.
Yeah, the coffee kind of cuts through all of that and just puts that clean finish. It balances the roast of the malt with the cold brew, roasted coffee, and it just is all just nice and balanced, aggressive, just to the point that you want it to be without being too much.
Yeah, so well done.
Picking this up, we got to get this from you guys, right? I don't imagine this is out floating around in distribution. You got to stop by one of the Amplified tasting rooms to grab a bottle of this.
Yes, definitely follow us on social media, see where we're going. Local better beer stores, Vine and Vine and whatnot, they usually stock our stuff. Look there. And if you don't see it at your local beer shop, ask them for it.
Try this beer, Black is Beautiful, from Amplified Aleworks. We're done. Jeff, thank you for your time. Go back to canning some more beer. I'm getting thirsty as we sit here and I finish this. We will see you next Friday, 7 o'clock on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.